welcome to Stay Cool Forever, the podcast where we take 90s movies and dissect them and look at them through a 2018 lens.
This month we're doing Christmas movies, and this last one on the list is pretty unique, I think.
Yeah. It's Christmas Time Again, Charlie Brown, the second iteration of Charlie Brown attending Christmas time.
And this one was from 92, so we're counting it in 90s canon, although it definitely has that feel of, like, the older world.
Yes.
You know, Charlie Brown universe. There wasn't a ton to make it feel dated. Maybe some sparse social commentary here and there, but it was, mm-hmm. It was also really short, too.
Yeah, 22 minutes. I guess let's just say initial thoughts. My initial thoughts were that I was gonna enjoy it, and I didn't.
I remember, like, there's definitely things about Peanuts that I did enjoy. Like, mm-hmm. It wasn't my favorite comic, but yeah. I remember, like, you know, Lucy had her, like, nickel therapy booth.
Yep.
And there was, like, the old football gag.
Yep.
And, like, you'd usually see Schroeder playing piano.
Yep. There was no iconic Charlie Brown themes.
Yeah, no Schroeder, no Pigpen. I'm sure there were some other characters that weren't.
Yeah, no Pigpen. I thought, oh, yeah, that wasn't Schroeder who was reading the Bible. I also don't remember this. I don't remember Charlie Brown being so overly Christian.
Yeah, Linus is, like, reading from the Bible and quoting the Bible. Yeah. He's more versed than everyone else. But, yeah, there were always, I think, in the cartoons at least, some heavy Christian overtones.
I had no idea.
Well, and you're touching on Christmas, too. Mm-hmm. And, like, this is an older sensibility. Like, Charlie Brown is your standard, like, cranky old man who, you know, can't get with the times or just wants things to be nice like they used to be.
Yep.
So, I mean, the voice, obviously, lends itself to that, you know, that older value set, and because this and the original Christmas movie are about Christmas, they're gonna, you know, they want to give the credit, like, this is about, you know, Jesus in the Bible, Mary. Like, don't forget the reason for the season.
Yep. And I think that I have a theory that Charlie Brown is a Jew, and that's why he doesn't quite understand it. I think, because remember when Peppermint Patty was saying, you don't know who Mary is, what is that? And so maybe he's not versed in the New Testament at all.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's also the play here. That's why he's out selling Christmas wreaths with some Jewish trope.
Jewish trope how? That he's, like, trying to cash in on, yeah. on the Gentile holiday?
Yeah.
Could,
Because there was a definite sense, if there was a point to this, was commercialization.
Sure.
The commercialization of Christmas is ruining Christmas for children and people alike, you know.
Yeah.
Due to cost and the topic of credit card, because you couldn't afford the gloves, you know. Mm. Well, why couldn't you afford it? Well, I didn't have the money. Well, why don't you put in your credit card? I don't have a credit card. And
no credit card, no lady.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and so I know, I understand that's a very old world sense, but maybe this was an anti-commercialism piece, well, in and of itself being a piece of commercialism, furthering the brand of Charlie Brown.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, which I found just a little interesting.
I did find Charlie Brown, as far as, like, through lines for the characters, he was one of, like, two or three people who we got to revisit. You know, his whole struggle, I guess, is selling wreaths door-to-door so mm-hmm. he can afford the gloves for this girl, and it's kind of like a working-class nightmare. And it had, like, a Gift of the Magi vibe, too, where, like, after yeah. he sold his comic books and had enough money, the girl shows up and she's like, look, my mom bought me these gloves, and the dude sold his comic books.
Yeah, like, that's his prized possession.
That's, like, a huge, I mean, maybe that is a trope of, like, you know, saying goodbye to your childhood so you can be a man to
yeah.
provide for a woman, or, you know, yeah. buy that.
Obviously.
MacGuffin.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was huge, and it should have, I mean, he always seems depressed, but, like, that seemed pretty soul-crushing that that's how his shit wound up.
Yep.
Like, that was it. Just, it ended, and then he was back to sitting on his,
you beanbag watching television.
Yeah, reading books.
on the topic of that girl getting her, what was her name, Peggy Jean getting those gloves, why, you never buy anything near Christmas. Someone might buy what you want.
Oh, yeah. And yeah. I guess in the 90s, too, it's not like you had Amazon lists or, like, yeah, email or text to very quickly,
exactly,
you know, coordinate with other people, not double gifts.
And so if the mom bought the gloves, you know, first of all, Peggy Jean seems to be a little well off.
Probably out of his league.
Yeah, definitely out of C. Brown's league. But also, you know, early Christmas present? Come on. Just a little, it's a little extreme.
Yeah. In his defense, though, it seemed that he was out hustling before Thanksgiving, even, mm-hmm, like, selling these reads.
Yeah.
And still couldn't get the shit together.
He was trying.
But it was sad, like, seeing him, you know, it was like, I just want to stand in front of the glass and pretend I'm buying them.
It was pretty, it's very Homer-esque.
Yeah.
Like Homer Simpson.
Yeah, and like that, just whatever, yeah, like the working class nightmare kind of thing.
Exactly.
Like something as simple as a gift for a girl you like is a struggle that you still can't attain, and even when he could, it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
This poor fucking bald kid.
I didn't enjoy the cheating on the test. Hey, Hattie, what's Handel's first name?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would never fly. You can't do that. Come on, Peppermint Patty.
Yeah, I got some, I don't know, I have some thoughts on her.
Okay.
You know, there's the presumption that maybe her and Marcy are like a coded gay couple.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the only way I can see it now, because Marcy is kind
it's
of
all
like,
I can think about.
She's like the secretary style, you know, like trying to be very helpful and giving information. And Peppermint,
yep,
Patty doesn't listen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's telling her, you know, this is the answer, this is the answer. Like, I got the part. And she's just like, I would be great in this part, and not listening, and then overreacting when she hears it from anyone else.
And of course, she didn't get the part because she was underqualified.
Mm-hmm.
She clearly had trouble remembering lines.
Right.
So, you know, she's a little too big for her britches.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree. I could only see the coded lesbian couple overtone.
Mm-hmm.
Just because that's the 2018 view on this, as everyone kind of knows.
Yeah, naturally.
Yeah.
Like in that Bert and Ernie kind of
way.
I was
just going to say.
It's not canon, but mm-hmm, we can project that onto it, and it adds up perfectly.
Absolutely.
Big lack of Snoopy.
Yeah, barely any Snoopy, barely any Woodstock.
And there were multiple Woodstocks, too.
Yeah, which...
I don't remember that, yeah. I thought it was just the one.
And, you know, Snoopy, as fun as he is, was a total side character in this.
Mm. I like that Lucy didn't know that it was Snoopy when he's wearing a Santa, you know, ringing the bell in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's like, I don't think you're the real Santa. Like, hey, like Sally, it's your dog.
Yeah.
you know how he is. He dresses up all the time.
This is something your dog does.
Yeah.
I had a thought. Clearly 90s. They don't teach cursive anymore. That's a recent development.
Oh, yeah, when the writing showed up on the screen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never considered if Santa Claus had a middle initial or not.
Yeah. What do you think it should be?
X.
X-Claus? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Xmas?
Yeah, I'd be like X. Oh, okay. For a reason.
Yeah.
I just thought X because it was, like, edgy and didn't add up with it.
My grandmother has a made up middle name.
What is it?
Lee.
Lee?
But it was born with an L. She was born with just an L there.
Like they didn't give her a name? It was just a letter?
It was for an initial? Gail L, yeah.
Interesting. That's kind of cool.
It's pretty like, old-worldly.
But it's like liberating that,
yeah,
that you can, well, it's just a letter, so mm-hmm, you can give yourself a name. Just
exactly.
Started with that letter.
It's pretty crazy.
Lazarus.
Yeah.
Luigi.
I've got nothing.
Nothing else to say.
Lauren. So the Snoopy candy cane dance reminded me of Young Frankenstein. It's that exact dance when they present the monster.
Mm.
That's all I could think about there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Another thing on the Peppermint Patty being a bad boyfriend is that she literally tells Marcy, everywhere you go, you embarrass me.
Yeah.
Which seems like an old world, like, critical husband, Archie, you know, kind of.
Yep. Like a why can't you do anything right?
Mm-hmm.
Following that, do people even write Christmas thank you notes? I've never once done that. It's Christmas. It's supposed to be Santa. as a kid. What, and then as an adult, I mean...
Were they thank you notes for gifts, or just like...
That's why that one... That's why they alluded to the one... I forget his name. I think it was Albert. Who cares? He doesn't write... He didn't want... He doesn't like Christmas and doesn't want to get any presents because he doesn't want to write thank you cards. Mm. I don't think I've ever once written a thank you card for Christmas.
Not for a present you got from maybe like an out-of-town grandparent or something?
Maybe. No, actually, my family's pretty small, so we've all been right here. Mm-hmm. I've written birthday thank you notes.
Okay.
You know, Christmas, I think, is something that I just understood, I guess. And I don't know, maybe my mother can correct me.
Yeah. No, I definitely remember having to do that. My parents were a little more traditional-like, so birthday cards, you gotta write a thank you for every present you get. The last time I had to do that was when we got married, and it took us almost
probably
a year
forever
to write all
you got a year, you know?
Yeah, I guess that's the standard, is like, do it in less than a year, but yeah, it took us right up until the wire.
Jesus Christ.
Just like, I don't know, handwriting, man.
I can only imagine.
It feels a little obsolete. I thought it was interesting that the kids were all doing book reports, too. Like,
yeah.
I know kids still go to school and get homework, but that's so far removed from when I was that age.
Absolutely.
That I can only imagine it's a lot more futuristic now.
iPads and typing.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder how young kids type now.
How do you mean? Like, everybody just brings a laptop to class?
Well, just when writing via a computer begins, you know. I mean, I had to handwrite things probably until high school.
Really? Did you get a laptop in high school?
No, but we had a family computer. My God, I don't know. Oh, my God.
You're talking for, like, homework. Not. Yeah. Okay. I thought, see, I know, like, you're a little younger than me. And
yeah.
I was like, were you part of the generation of kids who were bringing their laptops to class?
Oh, hell no.
Which I think probably happens now.
It has to happen now.
With, like, you know, high school kids, but, yeah, I guess. Yeah, same deal. Like, there was a lot of handwriting, but then eventually, like, I don't know, probably mid-90s.
Yeah, college was a computer time for me.
Yeah, a lot of, like, book reports, though, and, like, book reading, and... Like,
yeah!
I forget, like, I always imagined there wouldn't be homework over Christmas, or maybe I just don't remember having homework over Christmas.
Generally, I didn't. I was in some honors English classes, and it was time to read. Summer, Christmas break, you know, you gotta read these books for when you show up.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. But...
I never did that.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah. Even any year when they're like, we're studying this after the summer, read the book. I just couldn't bring myself to do it. Because that's, like, sacred time.
Yeah, this is my free time that you're interfering with.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to learn now.
I'm not on call. I just need to turn it off for...
Yeah, actually, one summer I read Wuthering Heights, Jane Eyre, Mists of Avalon... and two other books. I can't remember them.
Nice.
So, that's my background.
You speak English real good.
Yeah, say English, but speak English good. Anyway, do you have anything left?
Linus's hair is really sad. That, like, wiry doll hair and crappy animation. And his eyes always have, like, the little lines just outside.
Weird.
That make him look, like,
nervous,
scared,
anxious.
Nervous. Yeah.
Poor kid. Yeah. That's why he's got a blankie.
Hey, did you ever have a beanbag?
I did have a beanbag at one point.
Nice.
It's cool stuff.
It took me when we were watching this, I was like, are these dog beds?
Nice.
They were like in them and you couldn't quite see like the shape in two dimensions, and then they said they were beanbags. I'm like, oh, right. My friends did. I don't think we ever did it at the house.
Beanbag was cool. I got that for Christmas one year.
Too counterculture. My parents, you know. Wanted us on the straight and narrow.
My mom was a hippie and my stepdad was someone who followed the dead, so...
There you go.
You know, beanbags are in the wheelhouse.
Lava lamp.
I had a lava lamp.
Any beaded doorways?
We did have one, actually.
I might be imagining.
No, my mom does have one now.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's right.
I got nothing against
them. Good Lord.
Like, I love the aesthetic.
That's so funny.
It's like the room is open, but not. And when you go between them, you feel like you're seeing a fortune teller.
Uh-huh.
Or going to like the dirty section of the
video store. That's very 90s of you.
I guess, was there anything like... I'm not going to lie, I chuckled a few times. By the way, I'm Wade.
Oh, yeah, and I'm Zach.
And I feel like I've been down on the the Christmas movies. Like, I loved Home Alone.
Maybe, Home Alone was great.
Maybe we started too hot on something that had a big, like, you know, member berries.
If I'm being, for me. If I'm being frank, I thought they were all going to be good this time.
I kind of did, too. I was expecting magic in Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah,
I, like,
good, you know, heartfelt shit.
And, you know, and, like, Die Hard I didn't enjoy as much as I had hoped I might.
Die Hard 1 was great.
Yeah.
And Die Hard 2 should have been good.
And this one, not so much. And obviously, the original, you know, Charlie Brown Christmas from
is probably
a long
better.
Time ago. Yeah.
Or dancing.
That's probably the one that everyone watches.
Yeah.
And maybe it has more of, like, a connected narrative.
I agree.
But, yeah, this one felt, like, kind of quick. Like, maybe it was just some comic strip ideas.
I agree.
That sort of got expanded into,
20 minutes a show.
Yeah. That kind of culminates around this Christmas pageant show that they're having, but... I don't know. I mean, again, I should have known what to expect. I wasn't counting on really latching on to and investing in a story. I guess I just expected more of the hits.
I agree.
Just, like, the things that I remember loving about it. And this was a lot of, like, Bible talk and...
Yeah, I'll need to revisit the original.
Yeah, it's probably way better.
It's probably way, way better.
I did appreciate, like, a couple jokes, like the Herald Angel.
Yeah.
It was like, she thought that was the name of a character, and... And Sally's note to Merry Christmas or Mrs. Claus. You know, congrats on keeping,
that was adorable.
On keeping your own last name. And, yeah, that everyone just, like, applauded when...
Things went awry.
Things went bad at the play, which, you know, makes sense.
Very
you,
supportive.
I'm sure you had, like, pageants as, like, a, you know, 8-year-old or whatever, where it's cute when shit goes wrong.
Yeah. I've been a tree before.
Okay.
So, yeah, been there.
Why was the sheep mask sad? Like, first of all, it shouldn't have been emoting, because it was a mask, but it seemed like most of the time it looked kind of sad.
Very Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Very Peanuts.
What does that say about, like, Peanuts as a presentation? Is it tempering a child's expectations for the future and growing up that, like, life is full of disappointment? But as long as you have, like, Christmas or family or people in your life, it doesn't matter that things go wrong or that your neighbor is a mean girl or...
Yeah, it must be a sense of community and feeling that, you know, things are going to be okay even if they're not. It works out. It is a wholesome message. It's just... Mm.
Maybe, like, a more faithful depiction of reality where...
Yeah.
I don't watch a ton of kids' programming, but I imagine it's a little more cut and dry about, like, there's either a bad guy or...
This is a little nuanced.
There's good guys misunderstanding. I'm sure, like, the narratives are a little tighter.
This one was, in fact, all surface level, just happenings.
Yeah.
Not much depth.
A lot of religious overtones, though.
A lot of religious overtones.
And Sally didn't give a shit.
Sally did not give a fuck.
It's like, it's the season for getting while the getting's good.
Yeah.
Like, couldn't be troubled to listen to Linus reading the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Or Charlie explaining that it's about, you know, community or whatever the fuck he said.
Do you recall from the older iterations if, was it Lucy that had a crush on Linus?
Oh, I have no recollection. I don't remember now. Yeah. I assume she likes Charlie because, I mean...
Because she's mean to him?
Yeah. Exactly.
That makes sense.
Maybe
it's Sally.
I know Sally and Linus are a thing.
Yeah, yeah. She has the crush on him. Okay. But wouldn't listen to him read the Bible, because that's not attractive.
That's lame.
Sure.
I agree. Well, do you got a rating?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I'll start. I chose Bush because I liked it then and I don't now.
All right.
Also because... the original was better, and Creed did a better Bush.
Should we, like, derail this podcast so I can try to talk you out of that sentiment?
I would enjoy that, but there is one bar on this battery.
Okay, I'll wrap it up then. I'm not going to go Bush, and I wouldn't say that my rating is a step above that, but what came to mind for me was Marcy Playground.
Okay.
Because, like, oh yeah, that was a thing. I know that one song, but I would never choose to to consume that on my own. This was something that I saw, and I'm like, all right, I bet the original was better. If I can help it, never watching this again.
I'll never see this again.
Yeah.
I won't show this to my kids.
I think I got it.
Yeah. I get this. I don't need it again.
But I'm sure, like, I don't know.
The first one's got to be good. We should watch that at some point.
And there's other stuff from the era. Like, The Grinch is probably... Like, mm-hmm. I know I would still enjoy that today.
Fuck, we should have did that.
Was it 90s now?
I have no idea. I'll definitely Google that.
We'll eventually break out of this genre when we exhaust all of the good 90s genres. We're going to have to move back or forward or just spread it out a little bit.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think a little 2000s, a little 80s action could be fun.
2000s would be fun because...
Yeah.
Because, yeah, shit was changing. Like, 90s is interesting because it was right on the cusp of all the new technologies mm-hmm. and, like, new movie-making technologies, too.
Yeah. CGI is coming in 2000s.
Yeah. And you get to see some really bad stuff and...
Really schlock together shit.
Yeah. 90s does have some very interesting dated CG technology, though.
Okay. Which I'm sure... I think we're going to get that in the next one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, our next genre is comic books.
90s comic
books. 90s comic books, yeah. Like
we're in the golden age now, but, you know, 20 to 30 years ago...
they wasn't as good.
They just didn't know how to make them, or...
Yep.
You know, yeah.
Spoiler alert, we're going to save Batman for another time. We'll do just 90s Batmans,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, most of those were in the 90s, so I think that would be fun to do.
I agree.
Just an extended bonus episode on, but,
Well, you know, thanks for listening.
Yeah, this has been fun.
This has been fun.
Have happy holidays if you're listening to this before the break and the new year and all that.
You know, go ahead and check us out on what? Pippa, Podmas, TuneIn, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts.
You doing SoundCloud?
Not on SoundCloud yet. And you can email Wade and you can find me on Twitter.
Absolutely. Yeah, what's your Twitter handle?
LA Zachary K. What's your email?
You know it, baby.
Bang. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, bye.
Yeah.
And stay cool forever.